On today's episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, we talk the Harlem Globetrotters, Wilt Chamberlain, and the most disgusting place in an airport.
TSU.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Looking to find a new financial institution with less pesky fees? Advantage Financial offers free checking accounts and more. Visit them today and mention We Don't Know Either for $50 cash when you open a checking account. Go to advfcu.org for details.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 309 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Tim.
Tim is back and ready to go. What did you learn from last week? Last week I asked you what you learned about trivia, blah, blah, blah. What did you learn from your experience podcasting here on We Don't Know Either last week?
I learned that this is a great studio. It's friggin' awesome.
We did all right with it, right?
I love it.
It almost looks like a real studio.
I want to live here. I'm going to get a sleeping bag. I learned a little bit about prime numbers and learned how little I know about geography and South America.
Okay, yeah. Those are good.
I learned a little bit.
See, I thought the Amazon River was in Australia, so I was way off base from the beginning.
I thought it was in Jeff Bezos' house.
Whole Foods. I don't know why I said Whole Foods. Just that's what I think of now.
He's like buying it, right? Is he going to buy Whole Foods?
He did buy it, yeah.
He did. It's a real thing.
He bought like whatever you were about to say 5 minutes before you said
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Now, what was the joke about him buying Whole Foods? It was cheaper than buying the celery water, so he just bought the whole thing.
Fair. Very fair. Okay, so we want to get right into facts again. I went last week, so I think I'm going to kick us off today.
Go for it.
I don't have an interesting fact about an explorer doing an incredible thing because I
You've
felt like...
kind of run that to the into the ground?
No, because there's a lot more explorers that I had a big list of.
Doing cool stuff. Hey, yeah. Have you heard of this guy named Francis Drake? He did some really cool things.
Yeah. instead, I want to talk about a particular basketball player who is very good at basketball.
Michael Jordan.
No. That's actually incorrect, but actually a fair guess.
Okay.
So I went to the Harlem Globetrotters recently. Have you guys been to a Harlem Globetrotters?
Been to a game.
I have been. I love Globy.
Globy. The MVP. I had a great time. I also want to get a Washington Generals t-shirt, which they did not sell, and I was pretty upset about it.
Really?
Travesty.
Yeah. I would think that the Washington Generals t-shirts might outsell the Harlem Globetrotter
in this area,
swag.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it. I'm mad about it. I've looked it up.
They have that online? I'm going to look it up while you're telling me.
Yeah, please just put in the order for me. I want all of the sizes, colors, etc.
I wear a large, by the way.
So we took Joey's nephews, who are the perfect age, both 10 and under, loved it. That was our Christmas present to them. They had a great time. Timmy was very, very upset. This isn't really even a game. I was like, oh, well, I guess we didn't really prep you as to what you were saying. They're winning by
They're
a
way
lot.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you said this was going to be close. I was like, oh, man. Anyway, so the Globetrotters actually retire jersey numbers, as do regular sports franchises. So I would like to ask you, who was the first person that the Globetrotters – hang on, I'm saying that wrong – the first jersey that the Globetrotters retired?
First one?
Yeah. So they retired a bunch of jerseys. Who was the first jersey the Globetrotters retired?
Okay.
A basketball player.
Right. For sure. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna just say a name. Curly Neal.
Curly Neal.
All right. So that's a good guess because I can only name three Globetrotters.
Okay.
In history. Curly Neal was one of them.
Cool.
And of course, now that I just said I can name three, one of them just went right out of my brain. The other one, and what my guess is going to be, was going to be Wilt Chamberlain. Because I know that he, when he played when he wasn't playing in the NBA, he went back and played with the Globetrotters. So he played a long time with them for many, many years. I would assume because he's Wilt Chamberlain that they have retired his jersey. And why not?
That's Wilt the Still right there.
Yeah.
Got to do that. So.
Yeah. No, it's definitely Wilt Chamberlain. That's correct.
Okay,
which
cool.
is a fair. I told you that you were going to get this fact.
Yeah.
And you were like, I know nothing about the Globetrotters. I was like, you're going to get this fact. But yeah. So Wilt Chamberlain left college, wasn't eligible to play in the NBA because he hadn't finished school. And those were the rules at the time. So he went and played for the Globetrotters for a year, did a big USSR tour, which was a huge deal back then, late 50s when that happened. And every offseason or so, he'd go back and play with the Globetrotters just because he liked to do it. And they retired as number 13. First one to be retired by the Globetrotters.
Right.
Powerful. Yeah. I wanted to say Wilt Chamberlain, but I was like, it can't be Wilt. They had to have given some love to somebody else. Right.
Meadowlark Lemon. That was the other one.
That's a good one.
Oh. Meadowlark Lemon was it. Meadowlark Lemon, Curly Neal, and Wilt Chamberlain. Those are the three actual basketball players that I can name.
I cannot speak to the other jerseys being retired or not.
Right.
But I do have a bonus Wilt Chamberlain fact.
Shoot.
So, according to NBA.com and Hall of Fame, how many NBA records does Wilt Chamberlain hold?
All of them.
Not quite.
15.
You are very wrong.
I'm not even going to bother thinking this through because I'd have to start with, like, what are the records? So he doesn't have, like, most points in a career because that's
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He's fifth all time.
Right. And he doesn't have, like,
sixth.
I don't think he has, like, most games played.
He's
and he doesn't
he's
have.
He's got most points in a single game.
He's got most points in a single game at 102.
Just 100.
100.
Right. But, God, it's a sport, right? So there's, let's call it 800 records, and I bet you he has, like, 200 of them. Like, a full 25% of every historical NBA record is held by him.
That's an aggressive guess.
Okay.
And a little high.
All right.
But he has 72 records.
72, okay.
72, 68 of which he holds by himself. And a lot of the records, he's, you know, first, second, third. He averaged 50 points in it one season once. He, like, guy was very good at basketball.
Yeah, 50 points a season is a decent, I think.
Per game, per season.
An average of 50 for the season, I think, is that's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
That would come in right in the middle of that. Those are the types of records that will never be broken, like Cal Ripken's Iron Man streak or Ricky Henderson's stolen bases.
Or Wayne Gretzky thing. But some Wayne
Yeah,
Gretzky's
Wayne Gretzky's
goals.
Points or
He's
goals.
The great one.
The greatest, yes, the yes. great one. Okay, so I have a bonus. Bonus.
A bonus, bonus fact?
Whoa. Bonus, bonus Wilt Chamberlain fact. So Wilt Chamberlain was also known for being very popular with ladies.
Yes.
That's
really?
Very popular
Whoa.
With the ladies.
Yes.
So in 1991, his book, A View from Above, was published and out there. In that book, how many women did he claim to have slept with? And he was 55 at the time of this book's publication.
Right.
So how many women did he claim in his autobiography, A View from Above, to have slept with throughout his lifetime?
And the thing is, he was 55 when that book came out. That number is substantially higher now.
Right.
First, because he's the stilt. No wonder he was popular with the ladies. Okay, I'm going to go with 10,000.
This is one of those things that comes up a lot for whatever reason in this field. It's 20,000 plus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he passed away in 1999, so 8 years after this, so maybe that number was more. But yeah, it's 20,000 he claimed to have been with.
Go ahead and do this, and I'm going to work out some numbers.
Oh, I have the numbers.
Oh, you have all the numbers?
I got the numbers.
Sweet, because that's the really weird and interesting and cool part about this fact.
Yeah, so these particular calculations, they assumed that he started sleeping with people at 15.
Sure.
The time the book was published was 55, so just make it easy, 40 years.
40 years.
So he had 40 years to sleep with 20,000 women.
Right.
So that's 500 different women a year.
Right.
So that averages out to be 1.4 women per day.
Correct.
Which is a lot of women.
Different women. 1.4 different women per day.
Yeah, 1.4 different women per day. There's been rumors that he had slept with like 40 people on a 10-day road trip once.
Sure.
He was known for really liking threesomes, which, again, no judgment here. But I think the 20,000 might be a little bit over the
top.
I
don't think threesomes would get you there fast enough. I think you have to go into foursomes and fivesomes in order to get that many. He had to sleep at some point, right?
He was embellishing, I swear. He's got people in the room, and they're just sort of watching, and he's like, you count.
Right.
I swear.
How did he keep track of this without Google Sheets? That's what I want to know.
Just look at the bed sheets.
Yeah.
He's got so many notches on his bedpost that the bed is just
it's
pile
just
of sawdust.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no one really knows the actual number, which I would guess that he wouldn't know either, but he's not around to ask, but maybe somebody
right.
else.
This is always funny because the leads you into like numbers that are just not realistic, right? 20,000 women in 40 years is just not a realistic number. Like Lindsay, how many trivia nights do you think you've hosted in your career?
I thought you were about to ask me how many women I've slept with, and I was like,
it's a prime number.
I need an adult.
It's a prime number. How many what?
How many trivia nights have you hosted in your career from the beginning until today? Just number off the top of your head. Wild guess.
At least a couple hundred. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
That is, I have, so I go around the country. I talk to a lot of different people. Obviously, I'm involved with a lot of different trivia, you know, online groups and organizations.
Yeah, you're in it.
Yeah, I'm neck deep in the whole thing. And I always love it when somebody goes, oh, I've hosted like 2,000 trivia events. And I'm sitting there going, no, there's no way.
Maybe you do multiple a day.
I did a couple of you know, mathematical equations to try to figure out, and we all know from last week how good I am with math, but I figure I'm somewhere in the 500 to 600 range as far as number of events hosted. Mm-hmm. And that's from back in the beginning, and it's over a 10-year period, and back when it was just me, right?
Yeah.
I was doing two nights, three nights, four nights a week for months and months at a time. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at this going, oh, I've hosted more than 2,000 trivia nights. Well, then you're doing it wrong. You should get some help, for the love of God.
You are the Cal Ripken of trivia.
That is, well, it's no, because they're not consecutive and I'm not very good. But other than that.
So, Tim, because you just spoke, you need to make a segue from my interesting fact about Harlem Globetrotters to whatever the category is of your fact.
No, wait, I can do this.
Oh, you can do it?
I can do it.
Sure.
Okay. So speaking of Wilt Chamberlain and sleeping with over 20,000 women, my interesting fact is about diseases.
Okay.
Does that work?
I think that's fair. He was never known to have had anything, but
no, 20,000 women.
But see, what happened was all the different diseases that he had, they were all fighting each other, and that kept him safe.
Right. It's the Mr. Burns mentality, mm-hmm. right? You have all of the diseases. Hysterical pregnancy? A little bit. So I'm invincible. Oh, God, no. Even the slightest breeze will knock everything out of love. All right. So I'm going to make an assumption here before I get into my fact.
Oh.
I'm going to assume that the two of you have been on an airplane.
I have.
Is that correct?
Yes. I have,
yes. You've gone through an airport and gone through the whole ring, we're all gotten on the plane. So the TSA did a study recently.
Okay.
Of a bunch of different airports and a bunch of different locations. Where in the airport is the most contaminated item? What is the most disease-ridden thing inside of an airport?
Hmm.
Okay. I'm going to just make a wild guess,
sure,
as I do. It's those bins that everybody has to put their stuff in that go on the conveyor belt. I'm going to just say that.
Okay, you're going to pick that over like a toilet in a bathroom?
For sure. For sure.
I don't think you'd be asking the question if it was a toilet in the bathroom.
No, it's definitely not.
And toilets, I mean, are gross, but they are clean.
They're clean,
regularly?
Hopefully, on a regular basis.
Yeah. So I was thinking, okay, what is something that every person has to go through? And it's definitely security. I feel like the floor is kind of safe guess, but I don't feel like that gets your like mucusy disease,
sure,
stuff where your hands would be. So the bins are a very, very good guess.
Thank you.
And also that's where TSA mainly is.
Right.
But that you're smiling, which means you stumped us, so that can't be correct.
That does you cannot read me.
I can't.
You said earlier today that you were the world's worst poker
I'm
player.
I'm very
and
bad at
and
poker.
And you're right. I, on the other hand, am actually very good at poker.
I know. You've told us a million times. We know. We get it. I bins would have been my guess, but I don't want to take your thunder there.
All right.
What other places? A water fountain, probably? I'll go with a water fountain.
I'll
sure.
let you off the hook.
Hmm.
Bins is correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Tim is correct. He got it right off the bat. That is the
nice.
The most like disease contaminated thing in the airport. Number two on the list, which I almost think is worse, are the rubber gloves used by the TSA agents.
Oh.
Because they're always touching everybody.
And their stuff.
Yeah. So their hands are filthy, and that is why they wear the rubber gloves.
Thank goodness.
So the next time I'm pulled out of line and they say, can I search you? I'm going to say yes, but I need you to put on a new pair of gloves.
And then they will search everything, and you will be stuck there forever.
Or if they have to do the body cavity search, be like, take the gloves off.
Right. Exactly. I want fresh gloves, yeah, for the love of God.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness they work. I wonder how often they change the gloves, too.
Probably not often enough.
Yeah.
I don't think there is an often enough.
People are gross.
That goes into one of those like government budget items. Like, how on earth did the TSA spend $4.3 billion on surgical gloves?
Yeah.
It was needed.
Okay, so Tim, you got gloves, you got disease, you got airports, you got travel. Segue into your fact for us, bud.
Well, I love traveling, and I love traveling throughout America. Mm, so
I've heard of America.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places, the North one.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so what American holiday's name is portamento? I think that's how you say it.
Portamento.
Portamento. What American holiday's name is a portamento that commemorates the June 19th, 1865 announcement of the abolition of slavery in the United States, in the U.S. state of Texas? Now, the reason why this is interesting is because, well, you'll find out more, but June 19th is my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. So I guess I'm going to run through it again one more time because I know that was a little clunky. So what American holiday's name is a portamento that commemorates the June 19th, 1865 announcement of the abolition of slavery in Texas?
Got it. Okay. I think that I have a guess.
Okay.
But I don't remember why I guess.
I am 99.9% sure that I know it.
Okay.
Because I watch Black-ish.
Oh.
I'm having deja vu so hard right now.
Oh, okay. Is it Juneteenth? Is that right?
That was
that
my
is
guess.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big, that's celebrated a lot of places, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I must have been to or have seen or something, and that was just in my brain.
Yeah.
Cool. Yay, we got it right.
It's recognized as a state holiday or special day of observance in 45 states. So I was like, this is cool. This is cool. But I didn't know about it until about a year ago, despite it being on my birthday.
Yeah.
So I was like, there you go. Boom. That's pretty popular.
Yeah, no kidding.
So here's my follow-up question for you.
Yes.
In what five states is Juneteenth not recognized?
States we don't love.
I would have some guesses just based on history.
All right. Do you know?
I don't.
Do you have a list?
No. All right. I'm going to throw out Arizona right off the bat.
Oh, Arizona. I was going to go deep south, Mississippi, Alabama, like the real, real deep south.
Okay.
Do you have a list? Looking
for a list? I'm looking for a list.
Okay, so you're saying Arizona, Mississippi.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Let's see.
So Arizona,
uh-huh.
Mississippi, Alabama. We need two more states that are not going to celebrate.
Let's go. I'm going to go with Hawaii and Alaska.
Why Hawaii and Alaska?
Because they just came in late, maybe, and they just didn't pick it up. I don't know. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm just going to stick with the
just
South, Louisiana.
Okay. So this is a little weird.
Yeah.
Because it says in the article that it is recognized by 45 states. Mm-hmm. And then it has a list of the states that do not recognize it, and there are four.
Huh.
Whoa.
So either this article was written in 1951.
Seems unlikely.
Or somebody just made a mistake. So the four states that say it does not recognize it are Hawaii.
Cool, see?
Yeah. Montana. And North and South Dakota. Which
what?
Is just a random assortment of states.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I... What?
Yeah, 43 of the 50 states in the District of Columbia has recognized Juneteenth as either a state holiday or a ceremonial holiday, a day of observance. States that do not recognize it are Hawaii, Montana, and North and South Dakota.
Yeah, you could have given me all of the states, and I still would not have guessed those states.
The ones in the Deep South have to, like, jump on board because they're, like, right there by association. But, like, it blows my mind that, like, the Dakotas, because they got Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, right?
Right.
So, come on, you guys. You guys got to, like, you know, get with the times, please.
A little bit, yeah.
For real.
Well, as we've said before, no one's really quite sure if North Dakota exists.
Yes.
I've been told that I have been there, but no
you don't
memory,
remember it?
No knowledge.
I met somebody the other day who was from North Dakota.
Oh.
I called him a liar to his face.
You're like, I need to. I was like, just keep your North Dakota ID with you.
At all times. Right.
At all times.
I'm like, let me see your driver's license. And he goes, well, I have a DC license now. And I'm like, no, you're a liar.
Oh, oof. This is a pretty sure a fun fact. Okay, in one of those states, one of the Dakotas, if you can get a possession charge for marijuana if you fail a drug test. So you can just have, like, the stuff in your system and they'll still give you a possession charge. Like if you're
the,
trying to
having,
get a job,
having it in your bloodstream,
Or your
counts
urine
counts as possession.
Yes, it's one of the Dakotas. Why don't you guys check that out? Somewhere?
Yeah,
that sounds like it's laying the groundwork for some superhero stuff. Like you got vibranium or vibranium in your blood, like you're out.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, right. Oh man, it's gonna get nominated for Best Picture, and it's gonna be awesome. Oh, speaking of superhero movies that aren't getting the attention that they deserve, go see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse if you haven't yet.
What do you mean not getting the attention they deserve? That's the only thing I've been hearing about for like the last
month.
What,
Spider-Man?
The Spider-Verse movie.
It hasn't. I mean, it's done well at the box office, but not Aquaman well. So okay. I keep telling people.
Aquaman's,
I've become like a disciple of.
Maybe Spider-Man. It's just because of my proximity to you that's the only thing I've heard about.
Yeah,
Aquaman's so sexy.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
So that's why, like, you know, Peter's not going to beat Aquaman. Like, just if you just put one next to the other and just say, who do you want to be with? What do you you could put Aquaman, Peter Parker, and Wilt Chamberlain.
Right.
Aquaman's
going to win, yeah.
I think that's definitely, definitely a thing. I was going to make a wet joke, but... That ship has sailed.
I want
to
hear. Oh.
So Jason Momoa, who's the guy that plays Aquaman, is now like whenever he does like appearances or like does whatever, there's a whole like subgroup of people that want to take their picture. Like the women take their picture with him while he is like pushing away the boyfriend or the husband.
Yeah,
like, that's the picture that the women want is show you hugging me while throwing him away. That's the picture that I want. Can we set that up? And now there's like thousands of pictures of him like beating up, quote unquote, the boyfriends and the husbands.
My dream. If I met Aquaman, I would definitely,
definitely
want that to happen.
Right. Aquaman is right now number 29 overall at $1.036 billion.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Aquaman. I'm sure it's a fine, great movie. But Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was, I would say, probably one of my top favorite animated movies of all time, top superhero movies of all time. I cannot speak more highly about this video, and that's why I didn't want to disrespect it with a Aquaman making people wet joke.
You know what? Here's a really good follow-up.
But I did it anyway. Yeah. Sorry, Spider-Man.
This is a great follow-up trivia question, and maybe we should save it for the finals. I think we should save it for finals. That's coming up. Dave's going to need some help writing that. So.
All right. So we're going to save it for the finals, and we are going to wrap up this episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast. Tim, if people want to know you more or follow your stuff or what's like your social media plug or what do you want to plug, this is your time to plug.
Please follow me on Twitter at Tim Trueheart. That's TimTrueHeart. That is also the same for Instagram. I do a stand-up comedy show every Thursday at Summers in Arlington, Virginia. That's 5201 North Courthouse Road. And you can also see me at TimTrueheart.com.
Thank you.
And
also hosting trivia at various
locations.
You're at South Riding on Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
and wherever
I can get,
when
the shifts open up, I go.
So at Tim Trueheart, then that's our secret phrase.
Oh yeah, at Tim Trueheart, we remembered to do a secret phrase. At Tim Trueheart will be your secret phrase because he is awesome and is. I am being true to my heart. That you are awesome.
I'm named after a Care Bear.
That's awesome. Okay. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Tim.
We don't know either.
Bye.